If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's do speed jokes. We didn't forget. Here we go. Joke sent in from Jen Rankins in McHenry and Reverend Dan Shutters in Grays Lake and Amy in Dyer, Indiana. Thank you, Amy. I got one from Brian Penikoff in Gurnee and Steve Paul. And I got one from Dave Carr in Canada, which reminds me, for no apparent reason, that our speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. The writer Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin, sent one. Our friend Marge Sipla, the keeper of the jokes, sent one. We got one from, from Mike with the mug in Ottawa and Janelle Choma, or is it Coma, who's mugless in East Lansing, Michigan. Did I mention Bob Corley in Arlington Heights, who he writes is currently eyeing that unopened bag of Halloween candy and wondering if my wife's hair straightener can be used to seal back the bag after I open it up. James Wing is watching the autumn leaves fall in southwest Michigan. I entered my photograph of Orion's belt in a competition, Dave, but I didn't win. I did get a constellation prize.
Hey, John, the clocks go back pretty soon.
Oh, great.
What's the matter?
I can't remember where I got mine. I think my wife is putting glue on my firearm. She denies it, but I'm sticking to my guns. Hey, Dave, did you hear about the movie titled Constipation?
No.
Yeah, that's because it never came out. Name the movie that featured a killer robot from the future described as a frog puppet.
Wait, what?
The Kerminator. Did you hear they're making a movie about the woodland curmudgeon Forrest Grump? Did you hear they're making a movie, Dave, about the botanical curmudgeon that would be Florist Grump? Hey, Dave, did you hear they're making a movie about the woodwinds curmudgeon? Hmm? Hey, Dave, that's your line.
Flutist Grump?
You didn't want to say that, did you, Dave? But there it is on a piece of paper. And finally, Frankenstein's monster wasn't happy with his looks. But Dr. Frankenstein was pretty good looking, so...
I think I know what the monster said.